Listener Production.
Afternoon, I'm Tessa Randello. Avada Close at Cambridge is now clear from an earlier crash. There were no serious injuries reported. A Penguin man's been charged with attempted murder following an incident on the northwest coast earlier this week. The 50-year-old's facing a string of charges, including burglary, wounding, and breaching a family violence order. Our pollies will all link up for today's National Cabinet meeting. On the agenda, whether pharmacists should be allowed to hand out prescriptions to free up doctors, and the Queensland Premier will be raising the idea of a national firearms registry following the tragic death of two police officers last year. The Qantas chief reckons a strong safety system is the reason there have been so many mid-air turnarounds on flights in the last few weeks. Alan Joyce telling Seven he's glad pilots side with caution rather than risk it and carry on.
I'd rather there would be none, but again, I encourage our pilots to do this. I applaud them when they do it. It shows that Qantas and the aviation industry in Australia is one of the safest in the world because this happened.
And a heads up to the weekend drivers, major roads around Hobart and the Bowen Bridge will be closed on Sunday morning for Tasmania's first ever Ironman event. Regional Director Carl Smith says there'll be a few no-go zones around town.
Very cognizant of the impact that an event of this scale has on the road networks of Hobart and the surrounding suburbs and the road closures that are in place on Sunday. There's a lot of detail that can be found on the Ironman 70.3 Tasmania website.
The Heat will meet the Scorchers in tomorrow's Big Bash final. Brisbane downing the Sixers last night without Test stars Matt Renshaw and Usman Khawaja, who were happy with the result watching from their hotel room in India. Optus Stadium will host tomorrow's decider. And Jack Jumpers vice-captain Jared Weeks will mark his 250th game on Saturday when they take on the Illawarra Hawks. It's the last home and away game for the Jack Jumpers before playoffs.